is Recruiting with Andrew Nemec on 1080 The Fan.
So every week during the Oregon high school football season, I want to have a standout player on to end the show. This week's player was a first-team all-league running back in the TRL, the SEC of Oregon high school football, as a sophomore. He suffered a leg injury and missed 440 days from football. Tualatin started their season against Lake Ridge in a battle of top 10 teams. Tualatin wins it 53-7, and Kainoa Sayre, today's guest, runs for over 100 yards and four scores. First of all, Kainoa, welcome back, man.
Thank you. Thank you.
What was this experience like? I can't imagine. If I have anything taken from me for 440 days, I lose my mind. For you, it was your passion, and you haven't lived as many days as me. That's a higher percentage of your lifetime. Yeah. How difficult was that struggle, and what did it mean to you to come back?
At first, it was very difficult. It was like taking candy away from a little kid, you know? But I learned a lot. I learned a lot through this process, and a lot of hard work went into this off season. It was a long off season, and it just felt great to be back out on the field.
When you guys went into this season, I've talked about Tualatin as kind of a sneaky state title contender. You shouldn't be that sneaky because you're loaded with talent, but at the same time, everyone always thinks Lake Oswego and Jesuit and Central Catholic, and for good reason. Coming into this season, how excited was this group about the potential for this season?
Well, we're all very excited. We're all very excited. We feel like we can go a long ways, but we're just focused on one week at a time. But we're very excited for our potential.
Coming into that game, I know when guys get hurt and they've been out a long time, there's the jitters, and maybe you're even a little nervous. And then you kind of hit your groove. What was there a play where you hit your groove? When did you feel like, okay, this feels normal again?
I think it was definitely on that first breakaway run, that 71-yard touchdown. Just kind of felt back at home.
It would have been really funny if you just said, you know, that fourth touchdown, I really started to feel it after that. That would have been a pretty huge flex. You guys came into the Lake Ridge game. Again, you guys ended up winning that one 53-7. Kainoa Sayre from Tualatin, the running back, joins us now. And that was supposed to be whoever wins this game is a potential state title contender. You guys win it 53-7, and it just makes an absolute statement. What was the energy like of your program in the locker room after that game?
Our coach, he told us it was a great win, but moving forward, don't let this get to our heads. Don't get too high. But we had great energy. We all enjoyed the win, but we're on to the next one now.
You've got John Miller, the Oregon State linebacker commit, on your squad. You got Luke Marion, who's got some FBS offers. You need to tell Luke and thank him for me. I predicted in the offseason, one of my predictions was he'd block multiple kicks this year. He already blocked one. So tell him to keep doing it. And that I appreciate him for making me look smart for a change.
Yeah.
How's your recruitment going? I know you missed a whole year. You had a big time sophomore year. You've already got one FBS offer from Air Force. It sounds like they reached out to you this week. How's your recruitment going, not only with Air Force, but some of the other schools that are talking to you?
Air Force is great. They continue to keep reaching out to me and staying in touch, but it's been quiet. It's been pretty quiet pretty much ever since I broke my ankle. But hoping that I can ball out this year and gain some attention from school.
I don't think people realize how crucial your junior year is. Your junior year is actually when you kind of generate the buzz from people. Senior year, you've got a few weeks. There's a lot of pressure on these first few weeks, and you can put together a week one film, a week two film, a week three film. I know you don't want to think about that, but at the same time, in the back of your mind, was that going on in there that, like, hey, I need to have a big game and put out some highlights or else it's going to be harder for me to get recruited? Or does that just just completely go on the back burner going into the week prepping for a football game?
It's always kind of lingering in my head, especially, you know, missing my junior year. There is kind of a little bit of pressure thinking about it. But I think this last week preparing for Lake Ridge, I just kind of had to focus on the game instead of balling out.
Kainoa Sayre, welcome back to Oregon High School football. The state is better when you are healthy and running in it. Very happy for you. Over 100 yards and four scores and a big 53-7 win for Tualatin over Lake Ridge. Good luck this weekend against Oregon City.
Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate it.
I like that kid, man. I that's so cool. To miss 440 days and you don't know how you're going to be, and there's so much pressure on you to deliver because your recruitment is completely stalled out. He was a big-time running back as a sophomore. All league in the TRL, which is almost unheard of for sophomores because, again, the TRL is like the SEC of Oregon high school football. There are years where the top six teams in the TRL are all borderline top 10 teams in the entire state. That's how good that league is. So for him as a sophomore to be first team all league just tells you how special he was. Hurts his leg in the offseason at a camp and misses 440 days. For him to come back against Lake Ridge, a huge matchup, and produce like he did, I don't think there is a cooler story in Oregon high school football than Kainoa Sayre last week.
I absolutely just love the vulnerability that he had, to be quite honest. You know, that when you asked him about his recruiting and he said, yeah, it's just kind of slow right now. Since the ankle. And, you know, when you're younger, you want to look on the bright side of life, right? You want to look at and see that you have your whole life ahead of you. And he obviously does. He's a very talented kid, extremely well-spoken. I think, you know, he's obviously going to do great things, but it's hard to get into this really kind of tough patch of your life when nobody's paying attention to the talent that you have and you kind of dig your way out. I think that he had a lot of courage.
Next week, we will talk about how the visits went for these guys and who is visiting Oregon and Oregon State. We will also take a deeper dive into Oregon State's results in the last little bit here. Hopefully, they get a win over Cal Poly. But with the recruiting results they've had, is this to be expected? Is this what we thought Oregon State would be? And should Beaver fans be a little more patient? As always, thank you for listening to Recruiting with Andrew Nemec on 1080 The Fan.
Thanks for joining us for Recruiting with Andrew Nemec, the show for college recruiting fans with the inside story on the Ducks, the Beavers, the national recruiting.